delve into, so it was a request to do more of this discussion on the Sugya of Tzitzis and Mikvah Shamsa. So that's what we're going to do. So we discussed in the past a little bit about the Sugya of the mitzvah of Sukkah vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Dalminim. And we discussed a little bit what Rashi says, Amut Batal Barov Eruk Misha Einoi. What are we referring to? Referring to the Schach, are referring to the Tzeil. And the Ran sends us to a Gemara on Daf Chav Beis. There's a Mishnah there on Daf Chav Beis that also, actually, Rashi seems to say that he would think that it's even identical to our Mishnah, and it's quite not. It's actually the opposite. Because there's a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis. So we're going to just try to discuss that stira. There's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on for the stira. But before we begin, I would just like to ask you a question. And Baruch Hashem, you know, my relationship with the Bochum that are in my shir is very different than the Bochum that are in the rest of Yeshiva, because it's a whole different dynamic. We get to Baruch Hashem talk to each other on a daily basis. We get to connect on a much deeper level, and it's much more of, I feel like, a much closer relationship, and I feel like it's I value very much the honesty and the fact that we can really be very truthful about things. So I'm just asking you, just by a show of hands, Bachrim that are here, who feels that they can honestly say that they're going to be able to be by every single shir till the end of the Zman? Tevi, you sure? Do you want a second thing, Tevi? Now, I'm asking... to be honest about that, because if you feel you can't, I respect your honesty more than I respect someone who says, like, okay, I'll just raise my hand because why not? Because that's not really a relationship. That's just... that's mature. If someone can't do it, I totally respect it. I do. But it's just not... that's not where we're at right now. So we're going to try. It's going to be a hard... it's a hard sugya, but siyat tishmai, we're going to do our best, okay? So, shtei do, chamsamu meitzilsa is psula. If you have more sunlight than shade, then it's going to be pasal. But what about if it's 50 on 50? It's mechtzal mechtzal. It's mashma in our mission. It's going to be kosher. As opposed to, in the second parak, it says, tzilsa meruba mechamsa is going to be kosher. It's mashma that it's 50-50. It's pasal. What in the world is going on? The Gemara says, kan mila maila, kan mila mata. Which means, there's a difference between the top and the bottom. When the Gemara saw some low pierce, the Gemara doesn't tell us what that means. Exactly. The difference between the top and the bottom. So the easiest way to go is to start with Tosfos. We're going to start with Tosfos, and Tosfos says it's very, very simple. It's all about the schach. We're all about the schach. And what you're measuring is the bamboo. It's all about the object. You could call it the bamboo. That's an easy way to do it. It's all about the bamboo. And we're measuring it. The only difference is where are you standing when you measure your bamboo? Are you standing somewhere on a ladder close to your bamboo? Or are you standing on the floor of the sukkah and looking up trying to estimate how much bamboo you have there? And there is nothing else that matters, it seems like. Kanmi lamaila, kanmi lamaita, just is a question of your vantage point. Where are you vis-a-vis your bamboo? But it's all about the bamboo. And it's very simple. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara continues, Estir mila el, kazuzi mila tachas. All the Gemara means to say is that that something appears as a visual, what's the word I'm looking for? Illusion. Optical illusion, thank you. As being smaller, if it's far away, that's all it is. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi, however, says not like that. And Rashi says that what happens is, if you're on top and it's 50-50, it's really, Rashi's pshat ends up being the opposite of Tosfos. We're not going to go into the nitty-gritty, but if you're on top and it's 50-50 on top, it's going to be puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because then you know that on the bottom you're going to have more sunlight than shade. And what's important, says Rashi? The tzel is important. And chamsa merubim etzilsa on bottom is puzzle. Even though on top you've got 50-50. What would Tosfos say if you have on top 50-50? Kosher, because Tosfos says we're all about the bamboo. We're about the schach. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, no. What's important to us is the shade, or at least that's also important. That's important to us is the shade. So if it's 50-50 on bottom, we're okay. You know you got more. On top, you're going to have more schach than you're going to have avir, and that's okay. But if it's 50-50 on top, it's going to be puzzle because we're going to know on bottom you're going to have more sunlight and shade than you're going to be puzzle. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos asks a kasha on Rashi. Tosfos says, the person, the memra, the bala memra, the person speaking is Rav Papa. Rav Papa himself is the person that introduced to us the concept called parutz ka'imid. Parutz ka'imid is in its classic form is by mechitzas of Shabbos. So talking about Shabbos, we know in order to have an erev or an enclosed area, you have to have a wall. We use Tzuras HaPesach, which is an erev. You have to have an enclosed area. You need a wall. How much of the side has to be closed in? Rav Papa says exactly 50% is enough. There's a machlokes. Everyone agrees Rubai is kekulai. Rubai is good. The question is exactly 50. Rav Papa is of the opinion of Paritz Ka'imei. He's good. If you have 50-50, you're good. So asks Tosfos Rashi, who's the person speaking over here? Rav Papa! So how could you tell me you got 50-50 on top? It's no good. Paritz Ka'imei. This is Tosfos' kasha on Rashi. So we're going to slowly try to break it down. And we'll say as follows. It would appear that the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is as follows. Rashi says, what's important to us? Tzel. Tosfos says what's important to us is the schach. And therefore, Tosfos is looking to create a mechitza. If you're looking to create a mechitza, so then what do you use? The laws of mechitza, of Ervin, of mechitza. What's the law of mechitza when it comes to a wall on Shabbos? What's the law?
50%
is good, according to what's going to be the wall on your ceiling? 50% is going to be good, because you want a mechitza. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the material. Masha'inkin, according to Rashi, what does Rashi hold? What are we looking for?
Shade.
So do I care what we have on top? No, I care what we have on bottom. I'm looking for shade. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's Tali and shade. And Tosfos is his question. Rashi says, you're right, Rav Papa holds that Mechtzal Mechtzah is good, Paritz Koyimit is good. That's when you're talking about what? Mechitzas of?
Shabbos.
But over here, we're talking about something else. That would be the Machlekes. And the Sfas Emes seems to take that as the simplest way. A Nafkamina would, between Rashi and Tosfos, another Nafkamina would be, can you create schach with glass? Well, if you can make glass out of Dovr Shegidulam in Haaretz, question of how you make glass, but let's say you make glass out of that. There's a way to do that, different types of glass. Some glass can be made out of Dovr Shegidulam in Haaretz, it's possible. Okay, so then, is it good? See-through glass. So, we're assuming see-through glass doesn't give you shade. So if you're like Tosfos, it's a mechitza. You've got a mechitza. You're good. If you hold like Rashi,
no tzel.
You have no tzel. What?
Not
only that's it. It's going to make it hotter.
Yeah.
Okay. However, there's a kasha on Tosfos. The Rosh asks a great kasha on Tosfos, which is as follows: when it comes to a wall of Shabbos and a wall also of Sukkah, there's a concept called lavud. Lavud is as long as you don't have three tefachim between your different whatever solid. Your what's the word? Anyone have a good word? Between your
gap.
Of gap between your material, whatever you want to call it, we see that as being closed. So if that's you have here, you have a pole. And here you have a pole, and here you have a pole, and here you have a pole. As long as you don't have three tzvachim between them, we look at it as being closed. Okay? Even though maybe your poles are very thin, they're paper thin. For example, mirpeset is a great example. A person has a mirpeset. You know those mirpesets made out of iron, which are just, they're just poles, right? It's just iron, and there's plenty of air. You can reach your hand through, you can't stick your head through, because it must be very dangerous, right? You can't stick your head through, so there's no three tvachim, but there's more air space than there is solid. That works for mechitzas. Asks the Rosh on Tosfos, so let that work for your sukkah, your schach. One bamboo, 2.5 tvachim, another bamboo, 2.5 tvachim, another bamboo, 2.5 tvachim, another bamboo, and you're good to go. According to Rashi, it's not going to be good. Why?
There's no tzel.
But if Tosfos says there's no din of tzel, should be good. Aizah din mechitza, that's called a mechitza. For Shabbos it would be a mechitza. For the walls of your sukkah it would be a mechitza. By the way, that's the way many people make walls in their mechitzas, just as a Maimar Musgur. You know those pop-up sukkahs which are made out of tarp? They have the walls are made out of material? Nowadays, no one's soimich on that. They put these elastic bands running from the frame, and then they wait a three tvachim higher and put another elastic band, and three tvachim higher and put another elastic band. And then you have, your doifin is like this high with bands, and love it. And you've done it. That's the way we do it. So do that for your schach also. One piece of schach, one piece of svach. We only like 10 pieces of schach. Be much cheaper. Why doesn't it work? Must be like Rashi. So we come to say no, maybe not. Maybe Tosfos is maskim. Oh, I'll ask another question before I do that. Ask another question on Tosfos. The other one was bothered. Levi Tosfos, why does the Mishnah say chamsa meruba meitzelsa? If we don't need any shade at all, if nothing to do with sunlight and shade, if you could use glass as your schach, so why are you saying shade and sunlight? It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, do you have solid, or do you have like something there or nothing there, airspace or not airspace? So why are you saying chamsa meitzelsa? It's totally irrelevant. Elamai, we want to say something else. Maybe Tosfos agrees that your doifin has to be made out of something that gives shade. The material that has to be used has to be a shade-giving material. And if it's not a shade-giving material, it doesn't count. When it comes to sukkah, I don't need a shade-giving material to make, when it comes to Shabbos, I'm sorry, I don't need a shade-giving material to make my wall, to make my mechitza. So can lovet be incorporated into my mechitza? Yes. But when it comes to schach, the only thing that registers, the only thing that counts to be my mechitza is something that is a shade-giving material. That's why the Mishnah used a lashon of chamsa rumeitzilsa, because that's the type of thing you need to use. So can I use glass? No. Maybe not. Even according to Tosfos, if it doesn't give shade. Hold on. Can I use lavud in my, also not?
Why?
Because lavud doesn't give shade.
You said you need a shade-giving material, not shade.
You're right. So in order for this, over here I have shade-giving material and shade-giving material. I have nothing in between. I want to use lavud to make it as if there's no hole here, but this is not a shade-giving material. So I still don't have it. So therefore, lavud cannot be part of my sichuch.
Yeah, but it's still be kosher.
What?
It gives shade. You didn't take it on top.
What gives shade? What gives shade?
What's love? When you have the
you have six pieces.
Love it is that you imagine as if it's closed. It's not closed. So can you use that as making?
If you stand under it, you're going to see shade. If you put something there, you'll see a shadow from it.
From what?
From the love, from the whatever.
Yeah. You have over here. Let's say these are all of. This is all you have. Is this going to be chamsa meruba meitzel?
It's not going to be meruba, but there's got to be shade. So,
but the shade is only coming from the solid pieces.
Right,
but we're not making shade. The solid pieces are not the whole sichuch. We want the lover to be part of the mechitza. Because this is parts meruba ala oimid by itself. Just these pieces are parts meruba. So how are we making oimid meruba ala parts? We're saying, yeah, but lover who's going to make this closed. So we're going to envision as if there's something here closing. You can't close the gap with something that doesn't give shade. So lavud cannot be part of your sichuch. So therefore, even according to Tosfos, it's not just that there's no such thing as shade. Shade is irrelevant. It's just that you need something that gives shade.
Even according to Tosfos, who learns that, let's say, schach is just midin deifin,
right.
Chitza.
Right.
He's
he could be maskim that the criteria to make it considered a kaisel wouldn't be the same as a mechitza.
Right.
It's a roof.
Right. Right.
And it
right.
would just be, it has to be a shade giving material. All the halachas that why schach would be different than your kaisel, right?
Right.
That would be right, and a chanami.
So Tosfos says over here it's different because over here we're talking about your schach, and your schach can have different qualifications for what needs to make it into a mechitza. But in the end of the day, all Tosfos wants is a mechitza on top. This mechitza has to be made out of shade giving material. Now we could get
talking about true.
Very good, very good. So Reb Chaim Feller is saying is I didn't really solve the problem. Because Tosfos says, the Maisa, the Mishnah's Lashon is Chamsa Meru Metzilsa. What does that mean?
More sun?
More shade. Chamsa Meru Metzilsa means more sun than shade, or more shade than sun. According to us, it's really just more shade-giving material than that. And it's, so it's still not Meduyek. It's not 100%. It's better, Chaim, than before, where we were saying Cham and Tzeid are totally irrelevant. They mean nothing. So why is this a code word for Schach? Just is. According to what I'm saying, it's a little better. It's still not what we need. Shade is irrelevant. We're trying to get back to you. Shade is irrelevant, but it's a shade-giving material, so that's a good code word. We have an afkamina. An afkamina is, what happens if on top it's a shade-giving material but doesn't give shade? If 50-50 on top, it's a shade-giving material, but on the bottom, it's chamsum rumei tilsa. So Tosfos says you have shade giving material and it covers half of your roof, you're good. And Rashi says, yeah, but it doesn't give shade. It's not giving shade. It's a shade giving material, but it's not giving enough shade. We need more shade. We don't have enough shade.
So why is that not the same thing as lavud?
Because it's something that gives shade. So the material is the right material. Lavud is not shade giving material.
It is.
No, it's not. No, the lavud isn't. The love it isn't. All you have is different pieces, and in between there's gaps. There's nothing there. That doesn't give shade. So you can't close it with that.
No.
A material that gives shade has to close off your sukkah.
Why?
Because that's closed.
So it's a din closing.
Yeah. No din sale at all. There's no din sale. Because it has to be done by a shape-giving material. It has to be closed with the following materials. If I close it with something that's metal, does that work? Why not? Okay, the din schach is a shape-giving material.
If you that there's a kaisel that we can say love, if you that there's a kaisel made out of we look at the lavud not as if it was, let's say, a tree. We look at the lavud as if it was something that could be kosher and make a sukkah. So why not look at the lavud of the schach as something that was kosher and make a sukkah?
We don't look at it as something.
But why not?
Because we have special qualifications for what schach has to be. Schach has to be made out of a shade-giving material.
There's no shade.
So what does Sosim Rami Chamsa mean? Why can't you use lavud? So I'm just telling you, obviously, this is the reason. Because lavud is...
Exactly.
It does just have to be 50-50. 50-50 of a shade-giving material. Therefore, lavud cannot be used. The same way you can't use metal, because metal is not kosher for schach. Why not? Because the Torah says it has to be, say, let's go in v'yekev, and metal is not that. You can't use lavud either.
Metal is the same thing as glass, though, right? Because metal also can come from the ground, in a sense.
However, schach, it doesn't mean schach comes from the ground because it's sand. There is a way of making schach out of things that grow. However, the process works. You burn a tree and then you can transform it into glass. However, that works. But metal is not that's
glass for the wall.
What?
You said glass for the wall, not schach.
No, glass for the schach. We want to use glass. You can't use glass for the. According to the Prima Gaon, you can use glass for the schach.
So
now it wouldn't be good. The chayyurah, if you what we're saying now. Kenzine, we're going to get back to it in a second, but we're saying according to Tosfos, you don't need tzel bepoil. You don't need to have shade. What you need to have is something that gives shade.
That hypothetically could give more than 50% of shade.
Doesn't have nothing to do more than 50. That's the type of thing you're using for your sichuch. Now look on top. Measure on top. Is that thing 50%? Don't look at the bottom. Is this a thing that gives shade? Yes, that's it. I'm good. And now that became part of my... That is the qualification for being schach. The translation of schach is dover that gives shade. So now, do I have 50% of the dover that gives shade? Yes. I am the... What are you looking at the bottom for? Why? But it's not giving shade or poil. I'm not looking at poil. I'm looking at, is this a dover that gives shade? So he says, you're good. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, the fact that I have 50% of the dover that gives shade is not going to help me. I need to have a shady place. I need that there should be shade in my sukkah. So don't tell me that I have a theoretical shade. That's irrelevant. According to Tosfos, having a theoretical stima is irrelevant. Because I need to have a meitzel. So love is not going to help. Because love is not a meitzel. I need something that's going to give shade. Does it have to have the poil shade down here? No. I have to, the ingredients I need to have, the thing that has to close off my sukkah, is something that gives shade. It does. It's 50% closed. It's closed with something that gives shade. I'm good. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, we need shade on the bottom. So Rashi says, not enough that it's just a meitzel. So according to Rashi, for sure glass is not going to be good. However, according to hold on one more second. According to Tosfos, now we get into like this like the fine kite of the brisker of. Does glass give shade? Even if glass gives the smallest nuance of shade, you might be okay.
To magnify
it.
Magnify
it.
Why? Make a heap.
It doesn't make shade.
That would be a tinted star. It would depend what you're tinting it with. If it's a natural tint, then you can tint it. But we're assuming that you can do that. Take a tomato, and put tomato into your glass. It'll be red.
Yeah, but it's still glass.
It's tomato red.
This guy wants glasses. He'll get glasses.
But assuming that you didn't, if there's even the smallest nuance of shade, according to Tosfos, it might be good. Because even though maybe the shade is like, I don't feel, it's broiling hot my sukkah. According to Rashi, it's not good. It's chamsim or meitzelsa. But according to Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference. It's a meitzel. As long as it's a meitzel, I don't need shade. It could be, according to Tosfos, even if you are, in the regular case, without your glass, in regular case of a sukkah, it's 50-50 on top. It could be there's tons of sunlight down here. It's chamsim or meitzelsa down here. I don't care. Because I don't need shade in my oil, I just need a meitzel. So if this is even the slightest bit meitzel, I'm good. If glass does that, does it not? I don't know. This is Rashi and Tosfos. This is the way it seems to be. Okay? However, Rabbeinu Peretz comes and says, I have a raya, not like Rashi. Because it seems to be Rashi saying, the whole schach is all about the shade. Comes Rabbeinu Peretz and says, I have a Mishnah that uses the technique of Peretz Ke'oimed. I didn't make it up. I didn't take it from Shabbos. You think it's only by Shabbos. It doesn't belong over here, because over here it's all about the shade. We have it in Schach itself. In the case of Schach, there's a discussion of Peretz Ke'oimed. So I didn't make this up. The case is a person has Schach Kosher, Schach Pasul, Schach Kosher, Schach Pasul, Schach Kosher, Schach Pasul. How much do you need in order for it to work? You need it to be 50-50 because parutz ke'oimed mutter. What do I see? I see that Tosfos is right. It's about closing off. It's about making a mechitza up there. Just like Tosfos said, parutz ke'oimed. So Rashi's saying, well, on the bottom there's more shade. Tosfos says, but what about parutz ke'oimed? I don't care about parutz ke'oimed. You know what I mean? You don't care. There's a Mishnah that says parutz ke'oimed. There's a Mishnah. How could you ignore the Mishnah?
In that case of parts, I mean, there is the pile, there is shade, because we have...
Okay, good.
50% stock and then empty space, or having puzzle stock.
So we're going to see that. We're going to see that in a second.
Well, you're saying
that's exactly what... So it has to be that there's a difference between where I have 50% schach and empty, and 50% schach and schach puzzle. To figure out what the difference is. That's going to have to be the answer. Comes along... The Rishonim, and there's different nuschas, and they're important nuschas. And I'm going to say the nusach right now of the Tosfos HaRash. And he says, Rashi agrees to Tosfos. Of course there's an idea of mechitza. I'm not ignoring that. Of course there's an idea of mechitza. However, There's another idea. The way I'm going to say it is Tzvei dinim. That's the yeshivish gezoch. Tzvei dinim. The schach has Tzvei dinim in schach. There's two components of schach. One component of schach, Rashi admits to Tosfos, is what? You need a machitza. And in order to be a machitza, what's the threshold? How much do you need? Parts koyimin. And that's why, I understand why you need parts koyimin. Sidonochadin. What's the other din? Nitno halocho deboinon tzel. And if you have parts koyimin on top, and that does not provide mitzel, you have gnuk mechitza. Ober, you need tzel, and you don't have tzel. Your sukkah is puzzle. Tosfos holds you don't need tzel. You don't need tzel. He says, as long as you've got parts coming on top, you're good. Aye, so what's this whole discussion? You need a dover hametzal. You need a dover hametzal, but it doesn't have to give tzel.
According to
Tosfos, there's no difference. That's why Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks the kasha. He says, I don't get you. How could you not look at Poritz Koyimit? Look, what about the case when you have Schach Kosher, Schach Posel? It comes along, the rush. All the Achorinim, Tosfos Rabbeinu say, listen, Rashi holds about any tzel. And the case when you have Schach Kosher, Schach Posel, do you have more sunlight down there? No. So you have your tzel. And you have your mechitza. You are good to go. And this is the pshat. You hear? Yeshivish. Tzvei dinim. Gishmak.
What if it wouldn't be Pasul Schach? What if you just have like a roof on top?
That's Pasul Schach.
That's the same thing, Rashi.
Well,
that's good.
Well, if you put a roof on top of your sukkah, then you have another problem. Sukkah will say chabayis, which might be a different problem. But
let's say it's not a real roof, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Rashi only cares about shaving as long as it's nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, so what we discussed first Seder is what happens if you put a sukkah that's chetzi chetzi in Ashtar's Karnayim, which I don't want to get into right now. It's a good shayla. Okay, it's the Gemara. When we get to the Gemara, maybe we'll talk about it. I want to leave it for now. Okay, it's a good question. Okay.
Rabbi, when you say it's kosher, you're saying you could sit under the puzzle part or you could sit under the kosher part. It isn't possible the sukkah.
The whole sukkah is kosher.
You could sit anywhere.
Well, according to who? In which case?
When it's half puzzle material and half kosher
material. Sit under the whole thing.
So how does Rashi say that you can't? Rashi's arguing with the whole din of lava then, because according to him, we have a sunlight in the middle, and your whole sukkah will be puzzle.
It depends how much sunlight comes in. Says the Tosfos Rid. I'm going to say that in a second. Says the Tosfos Rid. What would it be if you have a sukkah that is very, very covered, lots and lots of schach, and you have one small hole, and somehow through that small hole gets in a lot of sunlight? Okay, it's a kashan amaisa.
Piece of glass there.
Kashana Maisa. Piece of glass that makes it hotter. You know, Kashana Maisa. It happens. According to Tosfos, for sure you're good. You have I mean move out of parts, you're for sure good. According to Rashi, Nitno Alocha to be in on sale, you don't have your tail. I have a great covering, no good. That's the way that it appears.
Let's say the other way, let's say somehow there would be more shade.
Let's say there'd be more shade. Somehow you have teeny little pieces of schach and you have more shade than sunlight. Everyone agrees it's not good. Because it's tzvei dinim. Right? Tosfos says for sure it's not good. You have nothing. You have nothing to start with. Rashi says, maybe you satisfied my need for tzel, but you haven't satisfied my need for a mechitza. And we see the Mishnah speaks about parts koyimin. There's a need for a mechitza. But if you look in the Ran has a different language.
Rashi holds that you need actual tzel from the kosher stock.
That's what it looks like.
So
we're going to get there.
50,
yeah.
Kosher stock and 50% puzzle stock.
Yeah.
Then the it would just be 50 kosher stock and nothing else, and it would be puzzle, right?
Right.
So then what's making it kosher is the tzel from the puzzle stock.
No, it's not.
No.
We went through this morning. You, right?
Here.
It's like this.
Why?
Here, let me. Tell me one second. Me alone, I can lift 45 pounds by myself. You can also lift 45 pounds by yourself. But together, we lift 100 pounds. Is it such a thing?
Yeah.
So, did you lift more than me? when we lifted the 100 pounds? No. The schach kosher and schach pasul. Now, if the schach kosher, 50%, and there's sunlight, how much shade did I make? 45%. Now that there's schach pasul over there, well, let's imagine there was no schach kosher. You would also only make 45%. But now that we're both here, we're both making 50%. So it's making 50% sale. So it's good. It doesn't need the schach pasul in order to make. Schach pasul is just avoiding the sun from taking away from the schach kosher. But at the end of the day, schach kosher is making its sale. So it's okay.
So Rashi was still holding.
You're not lifting the sun.
What?
You
what?
Still need 50% kosher.
Correct. Correct.
You're not lifting stock, you're covering square footage. Something that covers 10, you're saying that covers 10, you're covering 20, you're not covering 30, you got it.
I don't understand what you're saying, but I want to move on, okay? So you could ask me later, I'll be here tonight. My boy said, we see something different in the Ran. If you turn to the Ran, it's in the second parak, close to the beginning of the second parak. The Ran also is going to bring Rashi. Loshan, I told you, nitno halacha de be'inon tzel, the Loshan of the Rosh. That, it sounds like he's saying there's tzvei dinim. There's one din of mechitza. There's another din of tzel. It's very lundish. It's givaldic. But the Ran seems to say something else. The Ran says, we're going to start from the beginning. Amar of Papa. If you see if you could find it in the old Ran, some of you might have new Rans. It's on page 20. What's the Gemara? This is the Shatz Vilna. It's on page Yud Amid Beis. Amar Rav Papa. I don't know. In the new, what do you have, Dovi? You have it?
Yeah.
What page? Amar Rav Papa. Hainu darmi inchi kezuzu mila elke stir mila tachas. Anyone need time to find it? Chof Ches in the new pages. Amar Rav Papa. Hainu darmi inchi kezuzu mila tachas. Kishanekev rocha milamailo kashir zuz chamasoi rocha milamata kashir sela. Kach pirish rashi. Yavo rabbeinu tam hiksha. Yachi rapapa hechi moidiva ki adodi lamailo psula. Dainu darmi inchi ki zuzalayel ki mistila tachasva. Iu da army parts koim in mutter. Velav koshi. Taisis kashas nachshver. Dechi amar papa hachi han he mean the union doif in Shabbos v'schach posel. Dechi ik da'agmi arachman ala moshe mit v'shabbos latif for tzubach and av'agmi v'sukol t'schach v'posel ruba. Haki adad yishari. V'hainu islan shapir mas nisan da mekor v'sukasai v'shpudim or b'ochus amita im yesh revach b'neim k'moysam k'sher alibid rap papa kiri isa perakama. V'afal pi sh'schach posel chashav kiparts la'im yin ha'achshor d'sukol k'shera. L'fi sh'ein psula roba ala k'shera. Aval avir, ef shalom rake. This is where we're up to. This is where we'd like to focus on. When it comes to avir, you have 50% schach and 50% ear, air, it's not going to work. You're not going to say parts koim, it works. Why? Ef shalom rake. Shekivan, sheim hein shavim milamailo. Ha avir, rubba milamata. Visuka, bitzel talia milsa. Being that if on top they're equal, on the bottom there's more chama, there's more avir, avir rabbi milamala. V'sukka betzel talim misa, says the Ran, hare porut shala miruba al ha'oimet. Hare porut shala miruba al ha'oimet. It's 50-50. It's 50-50. But because on the bottom there's more sunlight than shade, Hare Porat Shalom Miruba Al Ha'oimed. What is he saying? What's he saying? It's not Parats Miruba Al Ha'oimed. We said it's Parats Koim, it's 50-50. So we learned up until now, it's Tzvedinim. You're right, it's Parats. Mitzadin Mechitza, you're fine. But Tzedon Nochadin, a Tzvetadin, a Bazundaradin. There's a din of Tzel. It's a different thing. That's what we learned. In Ran State Nishtaze. In Ran state, it's als ein din. Everything depends on its parts. Nor fast. Ichmein is pashup shat in Ran is as follows. It's going to change everything. When it comes to Shabbos, we want to make a mechitza. What is the point of the mechitza?
Separation
in order that there should be, people should not be able to walk by. We're separating the bodies. When it comes to schach, what's the point of the mechitza? The point is to create shade. That's the point of the mechitza. So we're going to dan the mechitza. Not klape how much space you take up, but klape how much shade you make. Klape how much shade you make. So if you make not enough shade down here, then you have your parrots up there. Don't just think about, is there something blocking? If you're trying to block people from access, so just the physical mechitza, that's it. That's all it depends on. Says the Ran, the side of the mechitza of Sukkah is klape the tzel. If that's the side, so if I don't make tzel, so then I'm parutz. That is a din parutz. What? Good. Excellent. We're gonna get at the end. We hope to try to get this. Well, maybe we'll do it now. We'll do it now. Well, hold on. I want to finish off with Rashi. Sukum tachos, Rabbi say. I want to make a big change. What would be if you have a sukkah? Oh, I don't want to make a big change. Sorry. No, leave it the way it is. Oh, I'll make a small change. No, I'm not making a change at all. Yes, I'm making a change. Sorry. What we have is sukkah that's very, very covered with schach, but there's a hole and a lot's in a lot of shade. Is it going to be kosher or pasul? A lot of sunlight. I'm sorry. Is it going to be good or not? The few what we're saying, Rashi is still going to say it's not good. But why? Parts move by limit. That's called parts move by limit. How's a parts move? Look how close it is. But we're not looking. It's not about how much access you have. It's not about how can you get through. Can I get through? It's blocked. It's about can the sun get through? Sun got through. It's chamsim u'meitzilsa. It's parts mu'balaymit. Klape the mechitza of schach. That's called parus. Eirachanami, if somehow your sunlight got through the side or through the bottom, chveis nishvas, that's not called parts because that's not what we're talking about. But if it got through that, it's good. However, this is where the difference is. What happens if you have a little bit of schach, and somehow that little bit of schach makes a lot of shade? Now it'll work. Why? Because my schach made my shade. That's all I need. We don't have to tell it's sveidinim. You have to make a mechitza and you have to make schach. So even to make tzel. So according to Rashi, a little bit of schach isn't going to work because you don't have a mechitza. That's called, what do you mean? The mechitza is not clapping us walking through the sky. What is that clapping? You have to block it. It's clapping black shade. If somehow I make shade down here, I'm good. Half of a fella.
What about the 50-50
and same 50-50. The 50-50 is klape the tail. He's masking me have it in 50-50. The 50-50 is in the tail.
Is it still equal? Let's say the first half is 50-50, the second half is 50-50. That's where all the shades coming from the second half.
Okay, you're gonna have to work out these things. We're gonna work it out tonight. I don't know. I'm being theoretical right now. We're gonna work it out.
Has the Ron now removed basically the pizza means to an end? In essence, that
yes. The fizeh, I want to take a look. Yeah.
What does lover do in general? If it gives shade, call it a word, and if it doesn't, then.
And achnami, lover won't help you, man, kenzain for you, for lamala.
But if it does give shade, then you're good, and you don't need
right,
it.
Right. Lover will make
sure. Not going to help in this.
And achnami, lover will only help you if we're afraid of having a hole in your sukkah, which is going to separate the different sides of the sukkah. That's it. It's not going to create sale. It won't be. It's just for the fizeh. Yitzchak Wagner wants me to say the following thing. Maybe Tosfos is maskim. And I'm going to address Chaim, what Chaim is saying. Tosfos is maskim. Tosfos just holds. When we're donning the mechitza, we're donning the tzel that the sukkah gives a millimeter below the schach. Avada Tosfos agrees. It's not about just breaking through to Shemayim. It's about what shade it gives up there. Rashi says, let's look at the shade down here. Look at the shade at the floor of your sukkah. And if it doesn't give enough shade down here, up there it's not a good mechitza. This says, why? It just has to give shade up there. And as long as there's shade up there, so then it created a mechitza of shade up there. And you need tzilsa. You need shade. But the shade just has to be lamala. In a chanami, maybe Tosfos is taka. It's also agrees. It's a din in shade. And it's not a stira. Tosfos is hacking us with parts kaimit, parts well. Because it has to be a machitza of shade. But Tosfos just says, as long as the shade up there is good, you're fine. Down here, it loses its shade. Who cares? Who cares what's going on down here?
Glass would be good with
the Tosfos in the house. Glass would be good with the Tosfos either. Half of a fella. So we've mamish, we've brought Tosfos and Rashi so much closer to each other. And we're not done. We're going to bring them even one step closer.
And the Tosfos is kasha. Oh, the Tosfos is case of
Chor Katan.
Yeah. According to this, you could create a case where you would also.
I don't know. It'd be really rough. I don't know if you could do that.
You're creating Tosfos' yeah. case anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In theory, which is glass, basically. In theory, if you have a case when you have schach and it gives no shade, according to Tosfos, it won't be good. For example, glass. Right, Tosfos would agree. You need to have shade lamala. It's not just enough that it's a meitzal. That's to actually give the shade. But lamala. Beautiful. Rabbi Yisai, this is beautiful. Wish we could end here. I don't. Because we have another 10 minutes. So, the problem is there's a real difficult Rashi. And Rav Chanan brings this, Rav Elia Baruch brings this Rashi. Rashi says, what happens if you have a sukkah that's called miduvleles? Miduvleles is a sukkah that's very interesting. I'll call it a staggered sukkah. The schach is not all on the same level, same elevation. It's on the same elevation. I got some schach that's higher than other schach. Okay, I don't know, like bleachers. So schach is like this. Miduvleles. So what? So Rashi says, because of the angle on which the schach is now situated, your sukkah will never, ever, ever be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. Never. At no time of the day. It can't do it. If I would flatten all of them, it would be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. But it's not flat. So practically, do I have tzel in my sukkah? No. And it's kosher. And it's kosher. Frek the Tosfos Rid, Rashi, what are you talking about? How could it be kosher? You need tzel. You need tzel. Now, the Tosfos Rid is the one who defended Rashi against Tosfos, and that was the whole thing, right? Oh, Tosfos is not, Tosfos brought that prior. We need tail. That's shot in Rashi tail. So how does Rashi go? And then Keilu is like turning on himself. He says, this look is okay. Why? Because if you would put it down, it would give tail. But it's not giving tail. The look is not giving any tail. Where's your machita? So if you say, there's a special Jerusalem class if you need tail. You're out of the water. You're done. Doesn't work. There's no tail here. This sukkah does not have tail. I've created a machitza without tail. But even in the pshat that we said, it's not good. Because we said the machitza has to, the machitza is clapping a tail. There's no machitza clapping a tail. So what does it help over here? What's the pshat?
What?
What Tosfos is great. Tosfos is awesome. What? Yeah, each one, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. Even that, I think, will be. Yeah. I hear. Tosfos doesn't learn that exact pshat as Rashi over there. Tosfos Rid learns a different pshat than Rashi. He has a different pshat. He says it has to be that there is more shade. It has to be. I can't survive without shade in my sukkah. But Rashi's a problem. Rashi's a serious problem. Why? Let's take a look. Let's take a look in the Rabbi Chan, Rabbi Baruch. I'm not going to say the answer. We're going to have to figure. I have two tirutzim to this kasha. Two bazunder tirutzim. Let's see. Let's see the kasha inside. Tzanan lekamon. Sukkah hamiduv leles kshera. V'armin alabi gemara. Alibi the Shmuel, the Sukkah Meduvlas, Hainu Kana Oila Kana Yared, La Lunsham Isamar, by Loshan Al Shain Bain Zelizeg Gimel Tvachim. Avish Ben Zelizeg Gimel Tvachim Sula. If there's three Tvachim gap between them, it's puzzle. Amarav, Afiliash Ben Zelizeg Gimel Tvachim. Nami Lormin Al Shain Begago Tefach, Avish Begago Tefach, Sherek Namin Chavadrami. Pirish Rashi Shon. This is the kicker. Af Al P. Shebekana Oila Vakana Yared, Hachama Nechnesis Minat Stodim. The sun's getting in. Vehave chamsa meruba meitzilsa, and there's more sunlight than shade. Mikol makom, meacher diika din lovud. like Chabad Rami. The Rav is Sukkah Kshera. The Armina, the Kol She'ilu Haya Misachachin B'Shaveh. If they would have been equal, if they would have been on the same level, it would have been, theoretically, if it would have been all the same, then you'd have more shade. You don't have more shade. At no time in the day do you have more shade. But because if you would have flattened all of your sach, you would have more shade. Kshera. Ubetosis Ridsham, he brings it in the brackets that Tosis has a different shot. Tosis Ridsham, Tomal Rashi, Zelashina. Garnished. You don't have schach here. It's chamsu meitzilsa. You're out. This is the kasha. Yes, Tavi.
Rashi's only saying that it happens to be that there's sun coming in from the sides, and that's what's making it more sun than shade.
Sides doesn't mean, it doesn't mean from the...
I know, it's coming from in between or whatever. So,
right.
This mechitza is, technically, it's a shade-producing mechitza.
It will at no point of the day produce shade. Rashi says, because if you would change it, it would. Rashi doesn't say, because it's in theory. If you would change it, it would.
We just said the same thing.
Yeah, if you would compress it.
Huh?
We said the same thing that we said.
Yeah, if you would change that big situation, it's not that bad right now. A mechitza in regard...
Right now, it could be it's more shade.
Call it
right?
It's
hypothetical. Yeah. Right? Be a whole
not
that's
a rush.
Yeah. Study that it would.
I'm saying like
what
we said before.
Right.
If it's called mechitza,
and now it is kosher.
No,
because the whole point was this mechitza has to create a protection from sun. This mechitza doesn't.
How it's set up?
Does this mechitza? Does it produce a protection from sun? No. The way it is, it doesn't. If you move it, if you change it, the way it is, it doesn't. So
the same way there's a place where the whole sun comes in and it makes more sleep.
It's not the same way, because that's the whole. What we're saying is, you have to create protection from sun. You don't.
You say you have protection here, but just there may be a case where you won't.
No, that means you don't have protection from sun. This is also. This is not opposite. It's the same. You don't have protection from sun. You have not protected from sun. I want to finish with one thing. We're going to try to hack this out tonight and tomorrow morning. I want to finish with one thing, which Rav Nachum said, and we're going to touch on it. I don't think it's the pshat. I said I have two pshatim. I'm going to tell you one of them, part of one of them. And I don't think it's pshat over here in the Rashi, but this is what Rav Nachum said. And it was the following thing. He said, we have to just adjust this the slightest bit. He said the following thing. If you have 50% of a mechitza, is that enough parts ke'oimid? Exactly 50-50. For sure. That's good? That's good. If you have 60%, is that good? That's great. You have 90%? Phenomenal. 100%? Most great. Now, we would assume that 50, 51, 52, 60, they're all the same. They're all, it's enough, you've got enough mechitza. But, Maybe the following thing. Maybe if I'm at 50, where I'm equal, parts and oimid, now I am susceptible to other variables that might knock me off. After all, I'm only 50-50. So we're going to allow 50-50 to be good. But only if. But once I hit 60, 70, 80, I'm good, period. So for some reason, Rav Nachum says the following thing. Our whole discussion about Mchama and Tzel is only on 50-50. Once you hit more than 50-50, I don't care. And it doesn't make a difference. Because I've got a lot of schach. I have skimpy schach. Now, I'm 50-50, I'm susceptible to other things. Like, let's look on the bottom. Oh, there's more shade on the bottom. You lost. I'm holding it together. I'm 50-50. Yeah, but on the bottom, there's more sunlight than shade. I lost. But whatever's on top, I'm 55. Bottom, who cares about that? I'm 55. I'm good. Says Rav Nachum. This is where he's going to argue with us. What happens if you have lots of schach, and from one little corner creates lots and lots of sunlight, he's going to say it's kosher. We said it's puzzle. We said it's puzzle. So he's arguing about Tezrid.
But the question's from Tezrid. So
Tezrid. That's why Tezrid goes into overload. He's like, hello, what's going on? But he's saying Rashi doesn't hold like Tezrid. That's why
Tezrid.
What's the longest? 51. They say, according to the Reb Nachum, it's a Pella. That whole Gemara is only at exactly 50. The whole Gemara, and once you move after that, not again. So we have to see what's Reb Nachum's lomdus, and why would we say not like Reb Nachum, and how do we say another pshat? Hashem, hopefully we'll do that tomorrow. I always say tonight and tomorrow.
Is it possible if you say a little bit different than Reb Nachum, you could still help with Taisa's Rib?
Yeah.
If you say, like, just maybe that the whole idea is not that, not about 50-50 exactly, but Rashi says, for example, Taisa's Rib's case, yes, you have an overwhelmingly larger amount of schach and a tiny hole, and if there's more light than shade, then it's still good, right? According to Taisa's Rib, right? He said it's still not good. So what's the lumness over there? That you need a mechitza that has enough schach in it to make it that you could have more shade than the sun. And if you have a little hole, then it's obviously not enough schach. Even if it's 95%, it's obviously not enough schach. But if it's less, then you still have.
Excellent.
That's the shot
that I was doing.
Good thinking.